Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
Here, let's get it, folks. Quick 3 hours. Let's get to it. Here's the three main things. The Mets dropped the series in Beantown, and it is time to shake up the lineup. It is time to ask some questions. It's time to start examining some things. It's not time to panic. It's not time to worry. This is just baseball doing baseball things, but it's almost Memorial Day weekend, and the Phillies are up right now, and first place is gone, and you're kind of looking around like, get shut out. Got Garrett Crochet on the mound tomorrow. Yankees win this first game against Texas. They do what they're supposed to do. And obviously, we get ready for the Knicks to do what they're supposed to do against the Pacers. Those are the three main topics. I'm sure I'm going to talk about the Western Conference Finals game one at some point. I do want to talk about this like flag football and the Olympic stuff at some point, if we have time to get to it. Freshly back from Yankee Stadium, but I do want to start with the Mets. As I was in Yankee Stadium looking at the out-of-town scoreboard and checking the at-bat app, and the first thing that I put in my notes about this game was Walker Buehler got ejected, Alex Cora got ejected in the third inning. So immediately my mind thought advantage Mets. 888-808-1019. If you watched the Met game and you were able to see every pitch, every out, talk to me. Now, I know I'm not the guy that you really want to talk to or hear it from. Shoot the messenger. I'll be the bearer of bad news. This is bad, and it's compounded. As Juan Soto has been talked about on The Fan all day and online all day, and as people want to tell me to stop talking about Juan Soto, my rebuttal has been, it's on SportsCenter. It's national news now. The Mets are under a microscope now because they have the highest paid player in the sport, and he's not shuffling. To hell with the shuffling. It's time to reshuffle the deck. And what I mean is, you have over $100 million in the top of that lineup. Break it up. And I know there's people that are going to say, no way, no way, no way. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, it has to be that. No, you have to change something up. And when I say it's compounded, I'm not being a Yankee fan hater on Soto. I'm not coping or crying or any of that nonsense. I'm talking baseball-wise. A lot of this is on Soto. He's bringing a lot of the attention, and he's not producing enough. And also, he's batting second, where you might want to consider breaking up the three of Lindor, Soto, Alonso to lengthen your lineup. You need to get those three guys going again. You really need to get Juan Soto going. So why not make a move against Garrett Crochet tomorrow? You already lost the series. Garrett Crochet, you know, he's their ace, But why not try to do something here before you go to LA to face the Dodgers, where the Dodgers, you know, they are, well, the Dodgers come to Citi Field, excuse me, before you face the Dodgers, who just got swept by the Anaheim Angels, and you play well at home. You want to have a happy flight going into the off day before you face the team that knocked you out in the NLCS. What do you have to lose to shake it up? You don't want to wait until that first game of the Dodgers series. The Dodgers are going to play up too, and everybody's going to be watching. That's a big weekend. That's a holiday weekend. Fireworks night, Kodai Senga jersey night, Mark Vientos bobblehead. And that's another thing. Mark Vientos, it's, you know, as I start talking about the big money guys that are making all the money at the top, you know, I think the issue is guys like Nimmo and Vientos not coming through. You know, two nights ago, they were both 0-for-4, each with a strikeout. It can't happen. This lineup is supposed to be one of the best in baseball. There was so much conversation about the first 4 or 5 hitters for the Mets being the best in baseball. They got to shake it up. They got to change it up. And it's not panic time, but baseball is doing baseball things, and what you're supposed to do is react to the baseball things. And now it's a question that the media is asking Carlos Mendoza. I don't know if David Stearns and his analytics want to do this, but when I say it's compounded with all the attention that Juan Soto brings and Juan Soto batting second, maybe you shake it up. Maybe you put Vientos second. Maybe you shake it up. Maybe you put Alonso in the cleanup spot. Maybe you put Nimmo second. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, but all I'm saying is this is not working. This offense is not scoring, and tonight was the night where it's like, damn, Walker Buehler, their starter, gets punched in the third inning, and their manager is gone. So you would think, okay, advantage Mets with Clay Holmes on the mound? Not so much. Two solo shots beat you. And it's funny, I was just talking about the Subway Series and how last year the Yankees put Jamai Jones leadoff, J.D. Davis cleanup, and Carlos Narvaez was the number 9 hitter catching. And many Met fans say, oh, you said that the Yankees didn't try last year. No, you always try. Once you step between the lines, you try. But there's a difference between putting your best foot forward and not. There's a difference between putting out a punt lineup and putting your best guys together. And the Yankees put together punt lineups last year. They took the Mets lightly last year. They didn't take them lightly this year. 888-808-1019 as we transition into the Yankees. You know, all the talk about it being the Yankees World Series, whatever. Everybody watched. ESPN delivered its most watched Sunday night baseball in 7 years. Averaged 2.5 million viewers. It peaked at 3 million. Up 69% from last year's Sunday night baseball season average. Baseball is better when New York shines. This is the baseball capital. This is the mecca of baseball on both sides. Obviously, the Yankees are the Yankees, but there's a lot of money being spent on the Mets. There's a lot of expectations. There are good players on the Mets and a fan base that wants to see the Mets be what they can be what they're supposed to be. Continue with, you know, the OMG Mets, the Grimace Mets from last year into this year, which they did start off that way, but now they're cooling off a little bit. And it seems like, you know, on the other hand, which is crazy, it's like a seesaw. It's like a flip of a coin. The Yankees, you know, they go out there tonight after having the day off yesterday, and they pick up where they left off. You know, Ben Rice was due. Judge was due. They both homer. Ben Rice drives another run in. Volpe had to have a moment, had to do something. He came through. You know, that's all the Yankees would really need. But the story in Yankee Stadium, as I got to be Big Show Bob tonight. Shout out to Mark Zuckerman and the sales team and the clients that we hosted in the WFAN suite. I got to peacock around and be Big Show Bob tonight. Paulie said, bring me back some sweets and some goodies. I said, I gotcha. I'll bring you back some cookies and stuff because I'm Big Show Bob tonight. And watching that game was about Will Warren, TWTW, the will to Warren, the will to win. Thank God for this kid. His last few starts, he's striking out everyone. He's getting his strikeout totals up. Sweeper, sinker, whatever. This kid has figured it out in a way that I didn't see coming. Just a few weeks ago was, Carlos Carrasco start, Will Warren start, don't know what you're going to get, have the bullpen ready. Man, this kid just keeps topping his own season high. 10 Ks. He goes 5 2/3, only giving up 5 hits. And he's going out there against guys that were world champions 2 years ago. He's going out there in Yankee Stadium to start the series against Patrick Corbin, a veteran, a guy that's been there and done that. And he looks much better than Patrick Corbin. Shout out to Will Warren for figuring it out and saying, I had a little taste of it last year. And I want to be in this rotation this year. And this team is good. And I want to be a part of it. And I'm going to get in the lab and I'm going to figure it out. 888-808-1019. I love watching this kid pitch because we know he's always had the stuff from spring training from last year. He just needed to get his command. He needed to get his confidence. And now he looks like a vet. Now he looks like a threat. I didn't even mean to rhyme, but like he's literally a threat out there on the mound where, coming off Max Fried to Will Warren and when Carlos Rodon is going right, before you know it, Luis Gil is back. If the Yankees trade for another starter, not to leave out Clark Schmidt, but like how quickly we went from a patchwork rotation where the rotation was cause for concern to now being like, we're good. We're good. And the defense behind him, obviously he struck out 10, but you got strike him out, throw him out, double plays. You've got Peraza, going over the tarp. The Yankees defense being tight. The Yankees defense playing up. The Yankees look locked right now. They look dialed right now. They look like they're on a mission right now. And you know what's great about the Yankees too? Help is still on the way. Help is still very much on the way. You just got Loaisiga back. You're going to get Scott Efrost or JT Brubaker or Jake Cousins. You'll have different guys to play with as far as the bullpen goes. And then at some point, very soon, Jazz is coming back. I think we did get an update on Jazz. Brian Hoke said, checking in on Jazz Chisholm Jr. could resume hitting off velocity in the next few days, Aaron Boone said. Chisholm is asymptomatic. Boone added that Chisholm may need to play in one or two minor league games on rehab. He'll be back next month. He'll be back in June. Heal is supposed to be back in June. And Giancarlo Stanton is just on ice. He's just waiting. He's just chilling. They don't need me. They don't need me. So things are, turning up good for the Yankees. I have no complaints with what I've seen in these last few weeks. This month of May has been great for the Yankees. They are handling business, doing what they got to do. They're in first place. Sucks that the Mets weren't able to knock down the Boston Red Sox, but, I mean, they still have a 4.5 game lead. Now, I mentioned the Mets being in second place a game back. And I think last time I looked at the Phillies score, here we are, bottom of the ninth. The Phillies are playing the Rockies. The Rockies are absolute bums. I was about to say dog S. The Phillies are up 7-3 in the bottom of the ninth against the Rockies out in Colorado. You already know what's going to happen there. I mean, the Yankees go there next. So 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Mets and the Yankees. But again, I know the Met fan might not want to talk to me. I'm a Mets hater. I'm always trolling the Mets, whatever. But no, this is cause for concern. Even Steve Cohen is poking his head out on Twitter like, oh, man, well, got to pick him up. Got to have some better morale coming off the Subway Series, coming off, Soto not hustling, coming off all these reports about Soto wants to be a Yankee and Soto is uncomfortable and all this. Soto ducked the media. Steve Cohen comes out there. And just remind you that welcome to the ups and downs of a baseball season. This, too, will pass. He will lead us. Steve Cohen knows. He's a fan like you are. And David Stearns, and, you just got to get through it, man. It's a season where you don't have the powers of Grimace from last year. I'm not even trolling. You don't have Candelita and OMG. You did lose some guys in your bullpen. You did lose Jesse Winker and a guy like Jose Siri who could manufacture a run with speed. Like, now these guys that you're dependent on, and I haven't even talked about, like, lower in the lineup for the Mets. Like, there's some guys lower in the lineup that I don't know if you even need them. Like, Francisco Alvarez is a problem right now. I'm not sure about Francisco Alvarez as he's been back. I'm not going to kill Brett Beatty because he's the last Met to homer. And he had a a little stretch, a little run here. But it's just got to be better, man. They're leaving runners on base, 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position. You know, they'll get somebody on and they'll squander it. I think did Lindor get thrown out on the base pass? I don't know. It's not looking good, and it's compounded. And winning cures all. I said it last night. Hey, winning cures all. Go out there and get a win against the Boston Red Sox, and all this stuff goes away. It doesn't go away. Lindor talked about the team and their culture. He talked about the team and how, you know, winning brings them together. They're losing right now. They're in a little bad stretch right now. They still have one of the best records in baseball, yes. But, you know, there's a tough stretch here on the way, and they got to shake something up with this lineup. I think it's worth doing right now, especially with, you know, get Juan Soto out of the two spot. See if he responds. You know, Pete Alonso was looking like an MVP. Now he's not looking so great. And on defense, he hasn't been looking great. Like, you got to do something to shake up the lineup, shake up the team. And maybe they can get to Garrett Crochet tomorrow with Tyler McGill on the mound. Is Tyler McGill pitching tomorrow? Yeah, so, like, I don't know. If there's a time to do it before the Dodgers series, I think tomorrow's the time. And the Yankees probably won't play tomorrow. With this rain, they're probably going to push this game. You'll probably get the doubleheader on Thursday. I know DeGrom is supposed to go, and people are excited about that. But, you know, it's probably going to get pushed if there's rain. I did hear something about a Radio City Music Hall watch party for the Knicks fans that have been outside in the, you know, like the fan plaza or whatever. So tonight we'll talk Yanks, we'll talk Mets, and we'll definitely start getting into the Eastern Conference Finals matchup, Pacers and Knicks, how you're feeling, how you're thinking. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night, and we'll get rolling with the calls. I've already got a bunch of people on the line. I want to talk to you, what you're seeing, what you're feeling, and we'll go through it. KM to AM returns right after this.
TWTW, the Will to Warren. Will Warren. Big Willie style. They just called him Will I Am.
Will on the Hill. We got to keep coming up with nicknames for Will Warren now because he's earned that. He deserves that. He keeps topping his last outing. And I was pumped up watching him strike guys out in the stadium tonight. 10 Ks, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 1 walk. His command is there. He is looking like he's grown up. Early on in the season, Boone has talked about how he can see his confidence. And, when you just look at his numbers, just go back to his last few starts, go to his game logs. This young man has really started to put it together, and it is so solid for the Yankees, and it's no coincidence. Just look at the month of May with the Yankees and look at what Will Warren has been able to do. Tonight against Texas. Then even when you go back to Seattle, he went 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, striking out 9. You go back to Sacramento, he goes 7 1/3, his longest outing of the season, 4 hits, 1 run, 7 strikeouts. And then if you go to Tampa on May 4th, 4 2/3, 7 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned runs. But that was where we started to see the strikeout stuff, right? 8 strikeouts there. That was his career high, and now he stayed around there. I haven't been betting, but his strikeout prop is pretty much a lock. I'm sure it's probably around 5.5, and he's, in his last 4 outings, had 10 tonight, 9 before that, 7 before that, and 8 before that. So I've just been really impressed with the young guy, Will Warren, age 25, a whole rookie, stepping up here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
For the New York Yankees, his warm-up song, I don't know what it was, Leonard Skinner or something like that. I was rocking to his warm-up song, and I'm like, shout out to my boy Gabe. He's like, my dad used to play this in the car all the time. I should have Shazammed it or something, but I'm like, this guy's an old soul. 25 years old. He's out there warming up to this, and he balled. He held it down for the Yankees tonight. Should have been a shutout. Shout out to Mark Leiter Jr. coming in, doing his thing. Devin Williams, bro. I already apologized to Devin Williams. I don't got to apologize again. But what I'll say about Devin Williams is, like, I did not see him turning it around literally the next month. I did not see the airbender figuring it out. I did not see him finding it like this that fast. Now, do I want him in the closer spot? No. That's Weavy Wonder. And even tonight, it's another outing, like how they tried to put De Los Santos in there the other night, like, and they, like, leave it to Weaver. They got to just go to Weaver. All right, now it's a save situation. Put Weaver in there, and Weaver will come in and get it done. Weaver is a psychopath. He doesn't care. Call on me. He's ready. He's whatever. I'll throw a couple pitches. We'll get out of this thing. And he'll be ready to go tomorrow, too. So, great. Yankees win. Will Warren, big shot of the night. 888-808-1019. My guy Mo from the bleachers on the Fan. Were you out there tonight, Mo?
No. I wasn't out there today.
Yeah, I didn't think I saw you. I wasn't in the bleachers, but I walked past. I took a little bird's eye view from the like handicap area.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I hope to see you, man. I haven't been out yet this year, man. I've just been so busy with life. But I wanted to tell you, first of all, I got to eat it with Devin Williams the way you did. I didn't see him. I thought he was cooked. I didn't think he was made for New York. But he's turned it around, and just as bad as he was in the beginning, he's been that lights-out dominant since, and I didn't think he was going to turn it around that quick.
That's what it was, bro. You just said it. You didn't think he was made for New York, and that was part of me. So I'm like, maybe it's just not going to work here. Maybe, but hey, I'll shut my mouth. It's just, I spiraled one night with all the things from Pete Alonso broke him. They changed the beard policy. Maybe he's not cut out for New York. He's going to be a free agent. We're not going to re-sign him. Are they going to trade him? This isn't good to have him. Weapon.
Yeah, and you know what? Like you said, there's a lot of reinforcements. You're not going to be seeing a De Los Santos. You're going to be bringing in a Jake Cousins when you're up four. You're going to be bringing in, pitchers that are just at the bottom of the order that you're just bringing in, and they've literally been cannon fodder. They're going to be gone. And once these Efros comes back and Jake Brubaker comes back and Cousins comes back, that bullpen's going to get deeper. But switching to the other side, with the Mets, I'm telling you, there's just too much smoke. There's too much smoke. They're winning. They got one of the best records in baseball, and he looks miserable. He looks absolutely miserable. I never seen him not run out a ground ball when he was with the Yankees. He smiled all of last season. He stood in front of the cameras. I just don't think he wants to be there. And I turned to a couple of my friends and I said, this has the makings of A-Rod Part 2. I mean, A-Rod, let's not forget, he wanted to go to the Mets. And he signed that big, big contract with Texas. And I just, Imagine the Mets were 17-25. You know, imagine they were below five. If he's this miserable now, you see it in his body language. I wish, you know, if it was just one thing, but it's, you know, I wish I had Aaron Judge behind me. And, you know, the report coming out saying that he wanted to be a Yankee, you know, his family that did this, and his seemingly lack of hustle. You know, if you combine all of these things together, I just don't think he's happy. And it's not a knock on the Mets. It's not a knock on Cohen. It's not a knock on anything. It's just some players just want to be in certain places. And I just think that's him. And he seems to thrive. He's one of the best players in baseball. But he seems to thrive when he's Robin. When you put a Judge, you know, Judge was, it was Judge's team, and that was Batman. He was Robin. It was Tatis's team. It was Machado's team. You know, he fits in great with that other player. You know, that second, not secondary piece, but that other, you know, tower, that other king with him. It's like King Kong and Godzilla. I don't think he relishes being just the man. Like, and all the pressure, like, he was loved. You know, you were out there. He knows. We wanted him. We loved him.
Sorry, Mo. I didn't mean to even, I literally didn't. I was waiting for you to finish, and my thumb slipped. You know, I wouldn't cut you off like that. But yes, I was out there, but I also think Yankee fans, we gotta get off of it a little bit. I know it's going to go on forever, but, like, that's why I opened up with, like, this whole thing is compounded by the attention that Juan Soto brings and the lack of production, and I think it's definitely bleeding into the clubhouse. I think it's affecting the other players because, like I said, the Mets are in the headlines, and the headline is all Juan Soto. He's the richest player on the team. He gets perks that the rest of the players don't get. He gets to bat second, where maybe that's not the best spot for him right now. Also, I just think, like, we have all made a lot over what Juan Soto is or isn't off of just this early on. And this is just so tough because, like you said, you know, it's New York. So half of New York's fans, a little more, we're like, yo, we saw him. He was smiling. I posted about it today. I'm like, I got a picture of him smiling ear to ear after a game a year ago where he hit two home runs against the White Sox. But, like, I think it's more than, I think the guy loves baseball. I think it's just an adjustment. And I think with Juan Soto is about Juan Soto. So why Juan Soto is unhappy? It's not because he doesn't like blue and orange. It's not because he doesn't like Mr. Met. It's not because he wishes there was still an OMG sign. Juan Soto wants to be the best hitter on the planet. He views himself as such. Juan Soto wants to shine. He wants to come up big. He wants to come up clutch. He wants to hit home runs. He wants to win. If that's not happening, nobody is happy. So I don't expect him to have a smile. Now, when you talk about the Mets too, let's refresh our information a little bit. You know, all the talk about best record in baseball and they're winning. Like, are they? After the Cubs series, they lost that last game against the Pirates. They dropped two against the Yankees. So that's losing three out of four. They just dropped these first two and lost this series. So now they've lost three games in a row. They've lost back-to-back series. And when you go and look at the standings, they have now dropped out of first place. And they are 4-6 in their last 10. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't think players know all of that, think about all of that. And then on top of
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
These guys have cell phones. They have social media. They have family. They have friends. And all the conversation is around Juan Soto. Why is he not happy? He wanted to be a Yankee. Why'd he duck the meat? And it starts to get crazy. And it's a lot for players to just shake off and go out there and perform. And then when you get shut out, when you can't score, and just look at like it, how they've lost these games. They got shut out by the Pirates. And I know the Pirates have good pitching, whatever. Like the Yankees went and got worked by Andrew Heaney. And I get it. But like, this was supposed to be one of the best lineups in baseball. They have over $100 million, and they're just, you know, they're top three hitters. In that Pirates series, even in the games that they won, they scored four runs, they scored two runs. Blanked on the 14th of May. Two runs in the first game against the Yankees. Three runs barely against the Yankees in the second game. Two runs in Sunday Night Baseball that the whole world watched. The whole baseball world watched. Wasn't the World Series, but the whole baseball world was watching it like it was. One run in the first game against the Red Sox, nothing today. And from what I'm seeing as I'm watching on my phone and looking at it, I'm like, they just like, it's just like, it's not good enough at bats. It's swinging at the first pitch. It's striking out trying to be a hero. They need more situational hitting. But also it's like, where is the power? Where is the like, these guys at the top of the lineup that are supposed to be the best hitter? Paul Skenes was like, even when these guys slump, their slumps are slumps. I think they need to do something to shake the Mets offense up tomorrow against the Red Sox and Garrett Crochet before this homestand where they do play better at home, but you want to try and roll the dice here a little bit against the Red Sox. You already lost a series going into an off day before you face the almighty Dodgers. And then, of course, you have a stretch of the White Sox and Rockies to get right, but why not try to get right on your way out of Beantown? Charles is in Deal, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Charles?
Keith, how you doing, man? Before I get into my point about the Mets and like the lineup and everything, I just say I went to the game. I'm a diehard Mets fan. I went to the game on Sunday, and obviously I was miserable that they lost. Like when Alonso makes that terrible throw, like I got Yankee fans like, oh, look at this bum. Like I gotta tell you, I had a great time. Like you guys bring the energy, bro. Like it was a blast in there. Felt like a playoff game. Even though it wasn't my home team game, like it was a blast. And I was there with my brother, who's a diehard Mets fan. There was a good friend of mine who's a really big Yankee fan. So we had a great time, man.
It's lit, bro. I was there tonight, 40,000 plus on a Tuesday night against Texas. Like we do bring the energy. It's great for a baseball atmosphere, no matter when you go.
Yeah, bro. I had a blast. But anyways, to the Mets, like. It's just so – I can't tell you, honestly, that I've watched a lot of bad baseball with this team, and I know they have a good record, and I know the pitching's been unbelievable, that we probably wouldn't have expected that. And it's so funny, right? Because if you looked at the beginning of the year, it was, this offense is amazing. They're going to have to carry the team to get over this mediocre pitching staff, and it's been the complete opposite. The pitching's carried the team, and the lineup's been, you know, weighing them down. But I do agree with you. I think I heard you say earlier on in the show that they should switch it up a little bit. I mean, what do you lose by not doing it? Like, the offense already, 8 runs in the last 6 games. You haven't had a home run since Brett Beatty's go-ahead homer in the 7th inning of that middle game against the Pirates. What do you have to lose? You're facing one of the best pitchers in the game tomorrow. switch it up a little bit. Like, you got to just keep, like, switching things around and mixing and matching until you find something that works. You can't just stick with the same old thing every night after night after night. It's clearly not working. I'm a little concerned about this lineup, less concerned about Soto than I am about guys like, let's say, Mark Vientos or Brandon Nimmo. And when the top three in this lineup, when you got, you know, Lindor, who's cooled off quite a bit, you got Alonso, who came off his high horse on the unbelievable start he had to the season. Obviously, Soto hasn't performed to the level that we would expect yet. But that bottom of the lineup with Alvarez, sometimes you got Marte in there, Acuna, Beatty. I mean, these guys just don't hit. They're just free outs at the bottom of the lineup. So if they're not producing at the top three, then they're not going to score any runs. And that's exactly what's happening right now. They're not scoring any runs, so they got to switch it up. Like, I don't think that's even a question. They have to change it up a little bit and find a way to get something going, because it's been atrocious to watch, so bad.
Thanks for the call, Charles. I just think it's like, it now is the time. It's not early anymore. I know everybody will tell you it's May. You're now not in first place anymore, and you need some type of jolt of energy. You need something. Winning cures all. That's why I go back to that. One win will give you a happy flight back from Massachusetts. One win will erase the negativity. If you get swept in Boston with, like, you come out of Yankee Stadium and all the Juan Soto stuff, then you go to Beantown, get swept by those bums, and then you come home, it kills the vibes for your Memorial Day weekend hosting the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why not figure out something? And I don't expect them to do it, honestly, because Steady Mendy, as I like to call him, he's a steady hand, and I don't think that they want to show that, like, even a little bit of panic, or that even a little bit that, like, the press and the media and all the talk is getting to them. But it's clear. It is obvious to me. This Juan Soto stuff is heavy on Juan Soto, but now I think also the team is affected. Because you think those guys don't want to pick up their teammate? You think they don't want to help him out? And if the reports that are, you know, out there are true about him being glum or moping around or not taking to the Mets or Mets hierarchy being like, you know, like, you think, like, Lindor's the captain of the team. Nimmo is a leader on the team. Alonso loves the team. Like, they, I'm sure, and they've had their own issues and clubhouse stuff and team meetings. Like, they want to break out of it. But I think a way to help them break out of it is change the lineup. Hell, the Yankees changed the lineup every series. They had a new lineup out there today. They have Ben Rice hitting behind Volpe because they just love to go lefty-righty, lefty-righty, righty, lefty-righty, lefty, whatever. It worked. It worked. But, like, you can't be so married to, I think you can't be so married to right now, like, Nimmo as your cleanup hitter. For what, bro? Like, and I guess, and I know he had a 9 RBI game and he has some pop. Put Alonso in the cleanup spot. Alonso is bad at fourth, has bad at fifth. Soto, I know, is Juan Soto. You give this guy a freaking clothing allowance for his mom, and you give him the number 2 spot in the lineup because that's where Soto likes to hit. That's where he hit in front of Judge. But he's not hitting in front of Judge anymore. Maybe I want to drop you to 3. Maybe I want to put Vientos at 2. Maybe I want to put Alonso in cleanup. Drop Nimmo down a little bit more. Like, you got to get Vientos going. You got to get Nimmo going. Brett Beatty, he had a little good week, but, like, I don't really expect him to get going. Alvarez, I know he's young, but he's supposed to be a power hitting catcher. You know, they tried to liken him to, I don't know. Anyway, 888-808-1019. I got some information. Bill in Garden City told me the song is Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. I'm about to look that up. Maybe we'll come back as with the rejoin, because I was rocking in an air with Will Warren. That's Will Warren's warm up song. What'd I say, Leonard Skinner? It's not Leonard Skinner. It was Led Zeppelin. So Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll take more calls on Juan Soto, the Mets, the Yankees when we come back. But then once we get into 12, yo, it's Wednesday. It's Eastern Conference Finals time. We'll start talking about that too. BRB. Keith McPherson on the Fan, talking sports, taking calls, 888-808-1019. This is Will Warren's warm-up song. The kid is 25. You know, you come out to some Cardi or some Lil Uzi or, I don't know, Juice WRLD or something. He comes out to Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
1971 it came out.
1971. He was born in 2000. It doesn't matter. That's why I said maybe he's an old soul. He's pitching like one now. He's locked in now. He's pitching like Gerrit Cole, 10 strikeouts. Sheesh. I didn't know he had it in him like that. I knew. But that's the thing. He had the stuff in spring training. It was about command, control, and confidence, and he has it now.
Isn't it funny how it works out that you have, like, all these starting pitchers and the Yankees starting rotation somehow appears slightly better without Gerrit Cole right now?
That's what happened last year.
That's not a knock. I'm propping up all of their guys right now. How good did the Yankees starting rotation look right now?
It's infectious. Winning is contagious. I remember David Peterson from the Mets last year saying, no one wants to be the one to let this team down. No one wants to be the one to have a bad performance that, like, leads the team to losing. He's one of the youngest guys on the team. And, like, not for nothing, yo, when you're looking at this Yankees team, the Yankee youngsters, the NYY young boys, like, what I love about it is no one can tell me that this team is not going to be competitive in the years to come. Judge is going nowhere. And they are getting contributions from guys like Oswald Peraza, Austin Wells, Ben Rice, Volpe, and Will Warren. All those guys, I believe, are 26 or younger. I think the oldest one in the bunch, I think 25 and younger. Is Ben Rice 26 yet? Ben Rice is 26. Man, like that's good. You're getting contributions from young players. So you have cost-effective players. You have homegrown talent. It's great. It's great. That means the future is solid. The Yankees are going to continue to be good. I try to tell you, they're always good. They're not going to fall off. And now that they have young, cost-effective players in free agency, they can go out there and pluck the players that they need. You know, I was talking about the Mets in my chat and how, like, Yankee fans are rooting for the Mets to beat Boston. I'm rooting for the Mets to beat Boston every single time. Knock them down. I would love to get a little bit of a cushion because the same way I'm saying baseball stuff is happening to the Mets, baseball stuff is going to happen to the Yankees. It already has. But there's going to be a stretch where the Yankees lose games. There's going to be a stretch where I'm roasting the Yankees, where I'm killing the Yankees. It could happen in June. It could happen in July. It usually happens in August. But, like, you want to start to get a little cushion. With the Yankees winning like this, I'm like, help us out. Help us out. But there's something going on with the Mets right now, and we know what it is. It's the Juan Soto story and all of the attention that Juan Soto is getting because Juan Soto is not looking like Juan Soto. Many people in New York and in this area think that it's just a Yankee-Met thing. No, the Subway Series is over. But this echo chamber that we're in makes you think that it's not a national. I'm watching SportsCenter today. It's on the ticker. Carlos Mendoza to speak to Juan Soto about not hustling. Like, that's not a good headline. It's not a good headline for the highest paid player in the sport to have to be told to run out of the box. And so when that is going on, like, I don't know what Mendy did or didn't do behind closed doors. I don't know if he spoke to the team. I don't know if Lindor had to say something to Soto. Like, there might be some things going on. Alonso, Nimmo, and even the young guys. Like, I use the example of Vientos. When Vientos didn't hustle, they made it a thing. They spoke to Vientos. Vientos doesn't make anywhere near the money of Juan Soto. He's nowhere near the player or as big as Juan Soto is. So, yeah, I definitely think it's compounded. This offense is non-existent, and this team doesn't have the life that they should have. But you can't even be mad at the pitching either. The pitching is doing enough. Two solo shots shouldn't beat you. Two solo shots shouldn't beat you. Three runs in the first two innings yesterday shouldn't beat you. They got to shake up the lineup and do more. They have the talent. And they're healthy for the most part. Are these guys already nursing some kind of injuries in mid-May?
Yeah, and tonight, and I said last night, whenever this team loses or fails, it's going to be blamed on Juan Soto. Juan Soto got on base twice tonight. He got a hit and he got a walk. That was the most of the Met lineup. It was tied with Jeff McNeil. He walked twice. But that doesn't matter because Juan Soto makes the most money. And whoever makes the most money is always going to be blamed. Just like, and I'm not, this is not a needle. When the Yankees fail in the postseason, the number one target is Aaron Judge. Why? Because he makes the most money and he's the biggest player on the team.
Even with Cole, that Red Sox wild card game, we pay this guy this much money for that performance. He's not an ace. This guy sucks. Giancarlo Stanton. What's the point of bringing him? Because it's like, hey, that price tag on you, you're supposed to shine in those moments. You're supposed to come up in those moments. Extra base hits. Where are the extra base hits? Where are the homers? That's why I said, where is the power? 888-808-1019. This show is going to fly by. When we come back, I'll say good morning on the other side. And it's going to be a good morning for New Yorkers. It's going to be a good morning for New York fans because you get to watch your team play in the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow night. We're 6 minutes away from Wednesday, game one. Now, I did mention before that there's a watch party, and I clipped the information. So quickly here before we go to break. And also 888-808-1019 if you'd like to start talking Knicks. I do have calls on Juan Soto, on the Mets and the Yankees. But tomorrow, 7 p.m., Radio City Music Hall, Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 watch party, because it's going to rain and they're not doing the party outside. It's $10. And if you want to be in the ambiance, in the energy of fellow Knicks fans, New Yorkers, watching the game, it also benefits the Garden of Dreams Foundation. So Radio City Music Hall, 7 p.m., game starts at 8, $10 to enter the Knicks watch party. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll say good morning on the other side. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.